Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. This is another podcast that is a result of a question that Cindy got from her Q&As on our website. She gets questions every single day. And we try and pick questions to turn into podcasts that people might find interesting. This is from a canine handler, a first-time canine handler, and I'll read his question. I'm a first-time canine officer with an 18-month-old German Shepherd. This past week was our first week on patrol. He's a very balanced and intense dog, especially on the bite. The issue I'm having is that he lays down in the car kennel and is not alert when on patrol. He does not bark when somebody approaches the car, and he shows no aggression. When we go to training in my patrol car, he's more alert, I believe, because he hears the other dogs and understands that we're about to do some training. I'm wondering if depression is possible since he doesn't seem to be himself when he's in the vehicle. I read a lot of Q&As with an officer who had a Dutchie that's passive when not training and will not bark when people approach. Our vehicles have barriers between the windows and the inside, as well as they don't roll down all the way. So I wouldn't be able to do what you recommended. Also, any books or videos or DVDs you would recommend to help me improve these aspects of his work. Thank you very much. Cindy always passes these questions on to me. She said, I'll pass this along to Ed since he was a canine handler for many years. As soon as he responds, I'll pass it along to you. So here's my response. I was a canine handler in our sheriff's department for 10 years. Take it from me, I would have hated having a dog that barked in the squad car. That is the last thing that you want. Nothing is worse than having a reactive dog when you're trying to talk on the radio and get directions on where to go to a next call or somebody that needs your help. I always thought that dogs who were quiet in the squad and did their work when they came out were the smart dogs. I seriously doubt this dog is depressed. If you want your dog to be more alert when you stop, take your dog out and start stopping a lot. When you stop, get the dog out and play with it. You only have to play for a minute or two and then put him back in the car. Do it 10 or 15 times on a shift. You're going to notice an attitude change when you stop the car. If it's a good dog, he will enjoy playing tug. I'd keep him on a long line or a leash as much as doing bite work. If I did it, I would not do it off leash unless I was in a park that was fenced. Not until you're 1,000% sure you have total control over your dog. When you go on a call, you never get the dog out off leash, so why not keep your dog on leash when you stop for your play sessions? The dog's just going to get used to getting out of the car and getting his leash on. If you need some good ideas on tug work, I would recommend the video that we did on the power of playing tug with your dog. I'm working on an online course right now that will teach police canine decoys how to become decoys. We had a seminar here at Learburg about 6 weeks ago with Kevin Sheldahl, who's a international police dog judge, and Kevin was a canine handler on a large department for 25 years. He's retired now. This should be a good online course if you have any interest in that. One last comment on your dog. You've only had this dog on the street now for a week. Give him some time. Let him get some experience on some call-outs. It doesn't take these dogs, if they're a good dog, it doesn't take them long to figure out when it's time to go to work.